It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 12th.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is surfeit, spelled S-U-R-F-E-I-T. Surfeit is a noun. It's a formal word that refers to an amount or supply that is too much or more than you need. It is synonymous with the word excess. Here's the word used in a sentence from the LA Times. Pet owners can have a tougher time finding apartments because of the surfeit of landlords who don't allow dogs, cats, or other animals in their buildings. There is an abundance, you could almost say a surfeit, of English words that come from the Latin verb facere, meaning to do. The connection to facere is fairly obvious for words spelled with F-I-C, F-A-C, or F-E-C, such as sacrifice, fact, and infect. For words like stupefy, a modification of the Latin word stupefacere, and hacienda, originally in Old Spanish and Latin, facienda, the facere relation is not so apparent. As for surfeit, a C was dropped along the path that led from Latin through Anglo-French, where facere became faire, meaning to do, and sur was added to make surfaire, meaning to overdo. It's the Anglo-French noun surfeit, surfeit, meaning excess, however, that Middle English borrowed, eventually settling on the spelling in English, S-U-R-F-E-I-T. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.